This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It was a terrifying 60 to 90 seconds. Air traffic controllers could not talk or see planes. It led to hundreds of canceled and delayed flights at Newark Airport in New Jersey last week. And now we're learning that this mess was triggered by an air traffic control outage in Philly. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us from Philly International with the latest on this. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, Newark, one of the busiest airports in the country, and the issues over there connected to things going on here in Philadelphia at an air traffic control facility. Some of the controllers that are here, their job is to track the flights in and out of Newark. They were working out of New York, but the operations were moved to Philadelphia last year. And to kind of boost staffing, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association says there was an outage at this facility on April 28th, and they temporarily lost radar and communication with the Newark flights. It's being reported that that outage lasted 90 seconds or so, and this is an example of it with what it sounded like in the tower.
I just got told that the approach lost all their radar. Three of their four radar screens went black, and they have no frequency.
And because of the chaos and confusion and the stress from this outage and others, officials say six or so controllers, which is 20% of the staff, called out last week. Officials say it's considered to be a traumatic work event, and if approved, they were able to take up to 45 days off with approval. And because of the shortage, again, you had all these issues pop up at Newark Airport with the delays and the cancellations, all these problems piled up. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy stopped by the facility on Friday, talked about the need to upgrade this decades-old system that's being used in many places. Duffy is expected to announce a years-long plan this week. Last week, Carol, he also mentioned a big effort to hire a lot more air traffic controllers and to retain the ones who are on the job right now.
All right, thanks, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez at Philly International.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.